now, as a part of our V-Rep initiative, here is Lorne the Jazzy Leo, accompanied by Ia, singing, Register and Form Yourself and Vote.
Register and Form Yourself and Vote. It's all on Countership. Register and Form Yourself. Register and Form Yourself and Vote. In it and in every nation. Get the pegs and get them straight. Get the packs again straight. Register and Form Yourself and Vote. It's all on the country show. Register and Form Yourself. Register and Form Yourself and Vote.
One, two, three, ho! Soul. Get up, get yourself together, and drive your funky soul. They're doing it down in that song. Drive that funky soul. They're doing it by the beach. They're driving that funky soul. New York, get yourself together, and drive your funky soul. Let your body pop, and let your feeling flow. Raise up, get yourself together. That funky soul. When I say Sagittarius, and drive that funky soul. When I say Pisces, holla, and drive your funky soul. When I say Gemini, and drive that funky soul. When I say Capricorn, hell, and drive your funky soul. When I say Scorpio, Virgo, and drive your funky soul. If I say Cancer, can you drive that? So raise up, get yourself together, and drive your funky soul. Slaughter, get on up, get yourself together, drive that funky soul. Leo, get yourself together, and drive your funky soul. Aquarius, get yourself together, and drive that funky soul. Get yourself together, and drive that funky soul. Get up, get yourself together, and drive that funky soul. Funky soul. The girls don't stand out there. Drive that funky soul.
Good afternoon, Little Ark, Arkansas.
Good afternoon.
Am I there? Can I hear myself?
There? I can barely hear myself.
I can barely hear myself, too. Let's see. Can you hear me now?
I think so.
Test your mic and see if it's working over there.
Testing one, yes. Testing two.
Loud and clear.
Sound like Billy D. Williams over there. Testing one, testing two.
You are never fine.
Coke 45. Coke 45.
That's right.
Lord of Jazz, Leo, you want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi. Hooray.
This is Jay's Home Venture Soul here on KABF 88.3 FM, the voice of the people.
Yes.
We're here each and every Tuesday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Getting a late start today,
yeah. But a late start is better than no start at all.
That's right.
I agree.
Those voting lines and the traffic and everything kind of, you know, delays you.
Mm-hmm.
But we's done did it. And speaking of voting, I'm glad you mentioned voting. We have the grand poupah of organizing all of the organizations throughout the state of Arkansas to come together under one banner,
yes,
and fight for election defense and strategy. Scott Hamilton,
yay!
The CEO of Urban League of the State of Arkansas.
Yes.
He's going to be our co-host today.
All right.
And you're going to hang out with us the whole show. I'm hanging out.
Good.
He has on his shirt, so he's official today.
That's right.
Yes. Happy to have you in the studio with us, Scott.
All right. So I'm Baba.
I'm Mia.
Lauren is doing his homework.
Lauren and Jazzy Leo.
That's right.
He's working on his homework on his leapfrog. So he's like, you know, y'all got to guess. I'm good. Y'all good.
He said, I'm covered. Man.
Indeed. All right. So the big news is that early voting here in Arkansas started this week.
Sure
did. So we're going to definitely talk about all of that and talk about what's going on this week. This is Arkansas Black and Brown Voter Week.
Yes.
Sponsored by the Urban League of the State of Arkansas.
Yes.
And doing that in cooperation with at least 18 other organizations throughout the state of Arkansas. Also, what else is going on that we need to know about?
What do you mean?
I don't forget.
Just the main thing is voter registration. The main thing is voting right now.
All right.
Yeah, that's our main push today.
Yes.
What else?
I just want to let you guys know that we got a telephone call last week from the manager of Roseanne Cash.
That's right.
Roseanne Cash has a new song that just was dropped today. It was released today. We didn't have enough time to put it on the playlist today, but we'll next week.
We sure will.
And that song.
And hopefully we can have her call in or something.
Indeed. Yeah. But she called and she wanted permission to mention APJMM, Arkansas Peace and Justice Memorial Movement, in the liner notes of her new song.
Yes.
And we, of course, we say hell yes. And then the response to a hell yes is, we'll give you all of the proceeds as a donation for this song. So
I know. We're honored, completely honored.
Yeah, I'm really floored about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see that arrangement is mentioned in the
Rolling Stone
magazine.
Yeah,
it's really awesome.
I'm like, wow.
For those of you who don't know who Roseanne Cash is, she is the daughter of Johnny Cash. And so it's a pleasure and an honor to just be asked to be mentioned and be a part of this and to have a partnership with them. And so we're just really grateful. Really grateful. So, yeah.
All right, let's get this show
started.
Let's
do it. You're listening to Jay Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3, the voice of the people.
Oh. cares what the water said. Pollution.
Pollution in the water. Pollution in the air. Pollution in the body. Pollution everywhere. Pollution. Pollution. Oh, pollution. I got pollution blues. Gotta get rid of pollution. Pollution, get rid of you. Pollution. Pollution in the mind. Pollution is a mess. Pollution in your pulse.
time working hard, trying to make ends meet. But every time I get ahead, there's always another defeat. Oh! Get outside, keep alive with hopes of survival. Can't you understand what I'm trying to say? You've got to sacrifice, yeah. You've got to sacrifice. People don't you know? You've got to sacrifice.
You are listening to Jay Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3, the voice of the people. You got to sacrifice.
Yes, man, you dug deep for that, didn't you? I never heard that. That sounds nice.
You got to sacrifice. That is by the Midnight Movers, and the album was Follow the Wind. The label was Buddha, and it was released in 1974. Mm-hmm. And before that, you were listening to Pollution. Very relevant song, especially now with our environmental issues that we're having in the world.
But the pollution, the interesting thing about that is we talk about climate change and mm-hmm. what's going on, and everything is melting and everything. That's not just going on in nature. That's going on in our relationships and society.
Right. So environmental issues. Breakdown. Right. Environmental issues affect not just the climate, because we're talking about climate
issues.
So they're
a reflection.
So it's a reflection of what's happening with our relationships. So climate in weather, climate in relationships, it all is connected.
That's right.
So that's right.
That's right.
And so that was by Coco Taylor, and the album. The album was Basic Soul, and the label was Chess, 1972, was its release. And we have the awesome Scott Hamilton in the studio with us today, from the director of the Urban League. Did I say that right, director?
It's
give him a CEO.
Okay, well, the big wig, the boss, is here, and we're so excited to have you in the studio with us, Scott. And we're talking about registering and informing yourself in voting, because we know that registering is not enough. We
That's
want
right.
you to do that. And actually, in Arkansas, registration and voting is not our issue. Our issue is informing ourselves and then actually voting. That's been right. our biggest issue. And so we want to make sure that we're just not registering and then staying at home and not allowing COVID-19 to be our issue, but
That's
to
right.
push past it and informing ourselves and making sure we are not only looking at our presidential elections, but we're looking at our local elections, which are the most important because they inform our community engagement.
And,
yes.
And no, I'll just really appreciate it when County Clerk Terry Hollinsworth said that. She said it on a Zoom call about mm-hmm. 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
She said registration is not the issue.
It's not the issue.
It's registered voters
that's
that are
right.
not voting. That's the issue.
That's our biggest issue in Arkansas.
I think she said that the average turnout in Arkansas is less than 25%.
Right. And that it's that's just, we can't do that. Like, if you're going to take a step and register, please take the next several steps after that, informing yourself, voting, and then the process doesn't
That's
stop
right.
from there.
Yeah.
Scott, tell us about what's going on with the Urban League and what's happening now.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, but I'm going to touch back on what you were talking about with the environment.
Yes.
The other day I was watching something, and the person was talking about, you know, at whatever point we as people begin to recognize we're a product of the environment. We're part of the environment.
Absolutely.
It's one. And so you can't look at, you know, climate change or issues that are there, whether you want to believe in it or not. I mean, just walk outside.
Right.
But, I mean, we're part of the environment, and when we begin to say that humans and environment are one, then we're going to be all right.
Absolutely.
Until then, we got a problem.
Yes.
You cannot separate mm-hmm. humans from our environment. So
That's
it
right.
is high time
mm-hmm.
That we begin to consider that. And that gets into what we're talking about today, voting, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because often we're seeing issues associated with the environment
mm-hmm.
From our candidates that are in legislative issues. You got to pay attention to those. I mean, we can not do that. And I can tell you right now, this world will be here, but we won't.
That's right.
So I think it's high time we think about that. But
who's going to win?
So I'm gonna continue on with that conversation. But at the end of the day, let me introduce myself as you did. I'm Scott Hamilton. I'm the current CEO of the Urban League of the State of Arkansas.
Yes.
And we're one of about 97 affiliates of the National Urban League across the country, one of the very few statewide affiliates. So I'm excited about that. It allows us to reach out in the full state of Arkansas and work on things from equity and equality. I'm going to give you the short narrative of the Urban League. We just want to make things fair and equal for everybody. That's it.
All right.
And so our objective is to find ways that we can do that, identify partners that are out there. There are a lot of great organizations out here that are doing just fantastic work.
Absolutely.
And what the Urban League of the State of Arkansas wants to do is be that convener, be that partner that can help pull together those in need of certain services or what have you, and those that can provide it.
Yes.
That can be from a nonprofit entity, that can be from corporations, that might be from politicians. We don't care where it comes from. If we see where people are in need, and we don't care what color they are, you can be black, brown, green, white, red, yellow, we'll take you as you come.
Right.
Our objective is that when we see things that are not equitable, that there's not equality, we're going to get involved.
Absolutely.
We're going to try to make sure we find ways to help solve those problems. So that's what we do over at the Urban League.
Awesome, awesome. That is wonderful, and we're excited to be partnered and be a part of this movement. And not just the movement, but it's definitely a necessity, and it always has been.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has been amplified this year because of the presidential elections and how very important we get out and voice our opinions and our vote and make sure that we are putting the right people in place so that we can have equity and so that we can have fairness across the board. So we're excited to have you in the studio, and we're excited to be partnering and working with you. So thank you so much. We'll be talking more. So he's a part of our team today. And so when we come back, we'll be touching on just different little things as relates to voting, as relates to the Urban League and what's happening and what we'll be doing over the next weeks, months, and year. So
all right.
Thank you for listening. You're listening to J Stone Vintage Soul here on KBF 88.3, The Voice. That's right.
Whoa, 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 la 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 la.
Keep alive with hope.
Did your dad teach you how to have a radio voice? Like, you're listening to J Stone, Vintage Soul on
KABF.
Yeah, he got it. Yeah.
All right, that is Somebody's Watching You by Little Sister, which is a group that was produced by Sly and the Family Sly Stone, on the, what is it?
Stanga.
Is that the name of the album?
Yes, the album was Stanga. The label is Blue Lagoon, and it was released in 1970. And then you were listening to We Know We Have to Live Together, and that was by Eugene Blacknell. These Are the Breaks. It was on that album, and the label was Seaside Records, 1973. You heard Sacrifice for the second time, but hey, you know you got to sacrifice.
Sometimes you got to sacrifice
again.
Your time.
That's right.
More and more.
That's right. One more time.
Yes.
And speaking of sacrificing, the Urban League is sacrificing a lot of time and energy on a 24-hour watch, at least for the next 2 weeks, to bring together. I think it's almost approaching 24 different organizations throughout the state that are working together for the Arkansas Black and Brown Voters Week. Tell us what that's all about, man.
Yeah, no, I tell you, I'm excited about it. And it's definitely not sacrifice. This is the work that we do. This is the work that's important. So, yeah, is it sacrifice? Yeah, it's time. I mean, I was up at 4:30 this morning excited about what we did today.
Yes, that's the part
of sleep.
It was
a sacrifice to sleep, but I'm going to be okay without that. Yeah. But, yeah, we do. We're really looking at the things that we can do to encourage folks, everybody, but in particular our Black and Brown folks, get out and exercise your right to vote.
Yes.
As you said earlier, you know, it's not enough just to be registered. Mm-hmm. It's not enough to kind of know a little bit about what's going on, but you got to get out there and vote.
Yes.
You have to show up. The lines are long and they're not. Mm-hmm. I actually voted last night about 5:45 down at Pulaski County. I was in and out in 12 minutes. So the lines had dissipated. So, you know, certain times of the day, the lines are long. Certain times of the day, they may be short. But nonetheless, get out there, vote. Encourage everybody you know to vote. You can still pick up an absentee ballot. I learned that this morning from Madam Clerk Hollingsworth. And you can go down to the Pulaski County Courthouse in the back. And if you don't, you know, if you want to get an absentee ballot, you can do that. Mm-hmm. But we do encourage you to go to your polling sites and vote. Get out there and vote. The fun part about it is a lot of people. Get out there and meet them. But, you know, what we're doing is we're bringing together as many organizations. I mean, we've got the NAACP chapters from Jacksonville, North Little Rock, Little Rock. We've got Grassroots Arkansas. We've got Indivisible LRCA. Mm-hmm. We've got VREP, which is Voter Registration, Education, and Participation Project.
Yes.
And that's partnership of the Wachita Foothills Youth Media Arts and Literacy Collective. Say that again. And we also have West Ninth Spirit of Entrepreneurship. These are all groups and organizations that we're all talking about and doing things and planning things related to reminding folks to vote, you know, helping out, making that voting process easy. And so we got the ideas that, you know, let's partnership up and work together, and that's what we're doing. And let me tell you something, that works. I mean, these are the things that we, in particular as black folks, got to do more of. We've got to align ourselves with our family, our friends, our partners, our enemies, whoever. If there's a common goal, get out there and work together. You can go home and be separate then, but when it's about business, get the business done, right? Drop all the issues, like concerns that are out there, differences, egos, whatever. Just figure out what we're trying to do. Because if it's good for you and your fellow man is saying it's good for me, then why are you doing it differently, right? Why not work together, get it done, benefit from it, go home? And so that's what we're doing. Now, I'm not saying that we all have some disagreements, because we don't, but we probably will. But you know what? This is how you do it. This is an opportunity where we're all coming together to deal with voting. There's going to be that next opportunity, that next opportunity. As we build relationships, get to know one another, know how who is good at this, who's not good at that, that's how you build a strategy. And when you have a strategy and you build a process, there's nothing you can't do. So that's what we're doing here, right? That's what we're doing with this Black and Brown Voter Week partnership, to make sure that we can make sure we are counted.
Yes.
Indeed.
Let's see collective fruit.
That's right.
That's what we want. We want collective fruit. We want to be able to participate and then, you know, push the issues, push the importance of voting, the importance of knowing who you're voting for, the importance of continuing the process of voting and seeing that collective fruit. So that's really important. Yes. So we're going to go to another musical break. You got anything to add, Baba?
No, I was just thinking about casting your vote. And like, I've never been fishing before, but when you cast your line to fish,
you're missing
you
out.
Throw it out there, you put your food on it and you throw it out there and you wait for something to catch on your hook.
That's right.
And you're working it the whole time.
Right.
And your vote needs to be the same way. You need to throw it out there and it's bait, where when the person who wins in the office, You got to reel them in, and you got to work them, and you know, scale them if you have to.
That's right. and that's exactly what it is. But and you're right. Now, I'm not a fisherman either. I think my dad took me fishing one time. We looked at each other and said, "This ain't our thing." But in fact, I mean, the only fishing I do is at Kroger. I pick my fish. I said, "That one right there." It's quite efficient. But you know, but if you talk to a true fisherman or any other kind of true professional in anything, they get better and better at it. When you cast your vote, you get better at it, because you know, right now, this may be for a lot of people the first time they vote. That is fantastic.
Yes.
Next time, drag somebody else out there. Next time, figure out a way to get a whole bunch of people to vote. What you'll find is fun. Like I said, I got up this morning and I was excited.
Yes.
We've been visiting polling sites, giving out food and snacks and beverage, making sure that the voting line experience, you know, is as painless as it can be. I mean, they're long. You stand in the line for a couple of hours. That's tough. But again, it was fun. Now, you know, in doing that, we wanted to make sure that the people felt good and they had some sustenance while they're in the line.
Yes.
I got more out of it because I saw people I hadn't seen in years.
Yes.
I saw some seniors. I got a couple of date options for one lady. I think she was about 75. And she told me what was on that card was not what she wanted. But at the end of the day, we had a ball. And the fun part about it is that that's that energy. That's that thing. That's when you see what people are all about. And that's what this is all about. Voting is about people. Voting is about making sure we're doing things that are good for all of us. You know, there may be issues with certain politicians or legislative issues that are out there that may not directly affect us, but you got to think about who it affects and how that ultimately affects you.
Right.
There may be an issue that may cost you a few more dollars from a tax perspective, and you may say, okay, well, I'm not going to do it because I don't want to pay that. I don't have kids. So, you know, a lot of people say, why would you vote for a millage? Because you got kids, and those kids are going to take care of me one day. So you got to think from that perspective and not come at it all the time from a self perspective, but a human perspective.
That's
and
awesome.
Think about what's best for us as a society. So those are the things you got to do. But get out there, make some things happen. As I say, you can vote, you can act, and then you can lead. All of those go together. When you do that, you will make a difference for you, whether or not it's won directly or indirectly.
All right, take us to our next music break, number 6.
You know I can't read this script. I ain't got my good glasses on. Let's see what we're gonna
Prince.
Hit. Fix your life.
Fix your life by Prince.
Some dude named Prince.
Yeah. You're listening to J-Stone Venture Soul here on KAVF 88.3, the voice of the people.
lovers just walk in the dark, looking at the world through a barrel of a gun, hands behind their back in a parked car. In America, you might fare better, and in London, you're sure to be toast. You always get the dream that you deserve from what you value the most. You love. Don't make this complicated. You know it's true. Don't make us put somebody else in for you.
Office for 8 years, bro. Still ain't getting nothing done for it.
Bro, you and me done worked at this barbershop them whole 8 years, bro. They don't care about us, bro.
Nah, that's fact, though. I really don't even remember the last time a president did something for us, to be honest.
Yeah, I ain't trying to go out in that sun and vote.
Bro, you literally don't know what you're talking about, bro.
First thing first, you know back in middle school when they taught us it was three branches of the government, we forgot it when we got older. It's the judicial, the legislative, and executive. But all we know is the executive. That's the mayor or the governor and the president. Now none of them three people make no laws, they just be checking them. The laws come to their desk and all they do is say no or yes to it. So when the news station tried to tell us that Barack Obama couldn't put us on, we was all salty at Obama when it was the Congress members all along. We gotta focus on the legislative branch, yeah, they the ones that make the laws. Yeah, they the ones write how much food stamp money you get on the card. But when people that wanted to help us wanted the job, I know they probably lost. Cause we ain't even know their name, we ain't know their face, we ain't know at all. So the Congress or the State House, that's legislative, they make laws. So what we want from the president is what they do, okay, y'all? See, they election every 2 years, but we don't ever even go to those. The Congress, they can raise minimum wage, but we ain't even really know it, though. So you know how back in 08, when we all voted for Obama, we was all supposed to go back in 2010 and vote for the Congress. Cause they the ones make child support laws. They the ones choose if your kids at school get to eat steak or corn dogs. The State House make the court costs. So if the country failed, then you can't say it's them, it's your fault. Cause y'all ain't know to vote for Congress members that was for y'all. And they don't gotta leave after 4 years, and we just let them sit. See, they don't wanna tell you this, they want you to focus on the president. Now the third branch is the judicial, that's judges. They the reason why John Crawford and Trayvon ain't had justice. So when Meek Mill got locked up just for popping willies, we blame the judge and not the city when they let her get voted in. Cause they ain't know who to vote against. Imagine
imagine life on the other side. Roads better, schools better, everybody get their license back. Grocery store food better, custody of your kids back. Homeless people get new shelters. If we gon' fix the U.S., we gotta start with them two letters. Me and you, somebody told us that the government wanna keep us broke. But the only reason why those people in the government is cause we ain't vote. And I ain't talking about the president, I'm talking about the ones we ain't know. See, they was gon' try to keep it low, but it's gon' hurt them when they see the polls.
I know the world won't give me nothing, so I gotta take it. And I know it's a way we can win, why won't nobody say it? It don't matter where we from, suburbs or the slums. They don't wanna see us winning, they'd rather keep us dumb. Could have a war, but we don't know how. Don't let them tell.
You're listening to Jade Stone Vintage Soul. You're on KBF 88.3.
We're sitting here talking and forgot the music was playing.
The voice of the people. Kwame is off his game today. It's okay. We both are. We are in the studio today with the CEO of the Arkansas, the Urban League of Arkansas, of the state of Arkansas.
You got it.
I got it.
Mr.
Scott Hamilton, we're so happy to have you here with us. Before we left for our musical break, we were talking about the importance of voting. We were getting into a lot of things. But the one thing we want to talk about, different sections of it, is what's happening as far as, can you give us some, and Kwame, you can jump in on this, two distinctions between, okay, if you have a ballot, a ballot to turn in, what's
absentee,
it called?
Yeah,
absentee ballot.
Ballot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Absentee ballot, and then you say, oh, you know what, it's too complicated or whatever,
right.
Or I just want to go, I'm just going to go to the polls. Can you tell them how that works?
What happens is if you requested an absentee ballot and you're registered as having received it,
mm-hmm.
or you're registered as them having had sent it to you,
yes.
Then that is your legal vote.
Right.
If you say, okay, well, the weather's great, I'm just going to go ahead and go out with Aunt Becky.
Mm-hmm.
Then what? And if you go to the polls and vote, that vote actually becomes a provisional vote.
Mm-hmm.
And then your absentee ballot also becomes a provisional vote. And they have to do that legally to make sure you don't vote twice.
Right.
Because if what will happen is, All of this false narratives that's been put out there by certain people that are certain colors in my crayon collection about the absentee ballots
mm-hmm.
Being rigged and being
mm-hmm.
dangerous and everything, that stuff will come into fruition if that stopgap isn't put in place.
Right. So basically, it's better and it's best, and you should
if you've best.
Right. If you've requested an absentee ballot and it has been mailed to you, go ahead and you can go on the county clerk's website. Correct.
Right. For what?
Hollingsworth.
For what?
She has a tutorial on how to fill out the absentee ballot.
Yes. Yeah.
You can go there if you are having a hard time knowing how to fill it out. There are many places you can go, but in the state of Arkansas, you can go there. There is a video showing you exactly how to fill that out. Go ahead and fill it out, and then you can bring it, and they are taking it. They have a table set up.
They don't have tables. Now they have...
What do they have?
Drop-off, yeah.
Drop-off. Yeah. Not table, but drop-off.
That's
sorry.
Right.
You can
right.
drop it off, and I wouldn't suggest... I mean, you can mail it, but... Let's just drop it off. If you
right,
can get
yeah.
here, if you can get to down to the, where's the location?
Second
and Spring Street. If you can get there, drop it off, and they're going to take it, and they'll make sure that it is, you know, it's counted and
yeah.
make sure everything is good with it.
Yeah.
Scott, what
yeah.
else is happening?
No, I'm just going to restate that because you're absolutely right. Again, for clarity on that, like as we're saying, if you requested an absentee ballot, fill it out.
Yes.
If you requested an absentee ballot and you didn't get it, go down to Second and Spring
mm-hmm.
and get one.
Mm-hmm.
Do not go and vote, because if you go and vote,
yes.
then there's a potential that neither of those votes would get counted.
Right.
So if you requested an absentee ballot
mm-hmm.
and you were supposed to get it, whether you have it or not,
right.
you don't want to go inside and vote. You want to make sure that you get that document. Once you get it, you can go down to Second and Spring. They have a drive-through drop-off point. You can just walk up, drive up, whatever,
mm-hmm.
drop it into the box. They may ask you a couple of questions. Make sure
yes.
that you have a copy of your photo ID in that envelope.
Yes.
If you're copy of your photo ID is not in an envelope, again, your ballot will become provisional, and there's a likelihood that it could not be counted or may be counted late. So,
and you will have to sign that red piece of paper, and there's two places that you have to sign it if you do not have a copy of your ID.
Yeah. Right. And that's one of the things that, you know, we were talking about with the organizations that we're working together on are going to try to do. Like I said, today we're out. We're getting food and beverage to folks in line. We're looking at different things. We're possibly trying to pull together where we have maybe some young folks that can stand in as placeholders in line. So if the lines are really long, what we'd like to be able to do to go to the various polls. And if we see our seniors or folks that may be, you know, physically challenged, we're going to see if we can have people stand in line for them. You know, we got to work through that, but I think we can make that happen. And that way, as the line moves up and you get closer to the polling room or space, then you can get back in line. So we're just trying to find every way that we can to assist people in terms of the time that it takes to vote. And maybe, you know, if the long lines are there, we want to help to resolve some of that pain that can be in that.
Okay. Scott, I know you have to catch a call around about 3. He's a busy man. Yeah. So is there anything you want to say before you step out and handle more business about this? Is there anything like an information or a number or anything people can?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So one of the things you can do, take down this number. I mean, if you've got any kind of questions, whatever, I mean, whatever you've got, give us a call. Number's 501-725-1337. Again, that's 501-725-1337. I mean, if we don't pick up, leave a voicemail. We'll call you back.
Absolutely.
But if you got any question, no question is a bad question. The question not asked is a bad question. So if you got a question,
you know,
call
who
us.
His daddy is.
That's right, 501-725-1337. And that way, we'll do our best to help out. Or if we can't answer directly, we're going to find you an answer.
Yes.
Main thing we want to do is make sure you get out there, you get your vote counted. That is the most important thing you can do between now and November 3rd.
All right, we're going to go to our last break, and then we'll go ahead and end it for today.
All right, you're listening to Jay Stone Venture Soul here on KBF 88.3, the voice of the people.
Couldn't beat the odds. Couldn't beat the odds. Hey. Look. Ooh, I feel 2 times better than I did last year. Ooh, I did 2 times better than I did last year. Yeah. Couldn't beat the odds, but that was the last year. Yeah, what 2020 got in store? I'm the cashier. I'ma cash out no matter what I'm going through. My God, don't back down. My God, don't back out. Take a walk in my shoes with a weak mind, you'll spaz out. Last year, I took the trash out. This year, I'ma go ahead and give the people what they really wanted from me. They've been asking for it. I love music, got passion for it. I spit heat, I got dragon voices. Lately, I've been making better choices. I'm just trying to get that better portion. I just told them, keep me in the loop. You know, I used to have my own production. These days, you can't see the snakes. Better cut the grass, cause they got the poison. Where my brothers, I'ma bring them boys in. Don't make us have to bring them toys in. If you do, I promise they get noisy. We don't want nobody else to join in. If you join in, better throw them coins in. I'm a boss, I don't want employment, ayy. Ooh, I feel 2 times better than I did last year. Ooh, I did 2 times better than I did last year. Yeah, I couldn't beat the odds, but that was the last year. Yeah, what 2020 got in store? Ooh, I feel 2 times better than I did last year. Ooh, I did 2 times better than I did last year. Yeah, I couldn't beat the odds, but that was the last year. Yeah, what 2020 got in store? I had to start off like, ooh, I used to finesse like 2 times. I never worked less than 2 jobs. Well, I had, but just a few times. 2020 giving new signs. I see you laying out in due time. I've been rapping longer than my shoe size. Every story got 2 sides. I realized that I had to change. I'm still me, I had to change my ways. He the coach, he'll change the game. Put me in, I'll make the plays. If you lost, he'll pave the way. I done seen it happen, so it's safe to say. And it don't matter what type of case. Just do your part, just give him praise. Best believe that he got your back. Where I was, man, I can't go back. Where I was, man, I can't hold back. Where I was, man, I can't throw back. I've been making hits back to back. I've been killing it, I'm in my black on black. Last year, I couldn't beat the odds. This year, I ain't cut no slack, ayy. Ooh, I feel 2 times better than I did last year. Ooh, I did 2 times better than I did last year. Yeah, I couldn't beat the odds, but that was the last year. Yeah, what 2020 got in store?
Quack, quack, Donald Duck, BKA, Donald Trump. Trump, 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 Trump. Quack, quack, Donald Duck, BKA, Donald Trump.
follow. He call it fake news, but we all know he's a fake dude. A narcissist, a hypocrite, a racist, brash and tasteless. Unqualified from the get-go, but for prophecy, it's a drum roll. La, 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 why, why?
You are listening to Jay Stone Vintage Soul here on KABF 88.3, the voice of the people. That was Star Zero. And
from Benton, Arkansas.
From Benton. We have about two local artists that we featured today. The song is New Low. It's a single and it was released this year. And then before you were listening to Anike Brown, whose song was called Two Times, and it's I call it Faith Hop. God Made Productions is the name of that. And then if you don't know anything about Anike, Anike is the youngest, because I don't know Anike's pronouns, but Anike is the youngest of Ross Levi and of One Love Reggae Party on KBF 88.3 every Thursday. And Ruby, Ruby, who is her mother, or the mother of Anike, and from North Little Rock. So we just want to shout out. We had two local artists that we featured. Loved both musical talent, and we'll be featuring a couple more next week. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening. Again, register, inform yourself, and vote. Right now, polls are open. Early voting happened on Monday. You guys, if you have an absentee ballot vote, go ahead and fill it out. Get it down. Get it sent in. And if you're going to go to the polls, please go. Be careful. They have all kinds of safety and distancing regulations happening. They're going to make sure that you're safe. Make sure that you are safe when you go, and it's going to be all good. We need you to participate. So thank you for listening. To those who are incarcerated or formerly incarcerated, we send you peace, love, and strength. You are important. We just want you to know that. Never forget that.
And we want to... Are you finished?
Go ahead.
We just want to thank Scott Hamilton for coming in.
That's right.
To represent the umbrella initiative of the Urban League of the State of Arkansas.
Yes.
We are happy to be a part of that initiative that Absolutely. He discussed. So for the next couple of weeks, we're on 24-hour vote call to get this out. Get out and vote. As Lauren said at the beginning of the show, what did you say at the beginning of the show, son?
That's it.
Register and
his
farm
song.
Yourself.
We appreciate
and vote.
You. Hey, stay, keep it locked. That's what we want you to say. We want to say because we have 2 hours of blues from Big Griff in the studio who was popped to us. We love him. Thank you guys. Be safe. Register, inform yourself, and vote. Peace.